A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
G'day everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Great to have you with me. Repco Supercars Weekly for another Friday. Great to have you along as we talk about the latest and greatest in news and views in the Repco Supercars Championship. Now this year marks the 100th anniversary of Repco. They're driven by passion, so are we. Visit the garage now at garage.repco.com.au. Of course, Repco Supercars Championship back in action next weekend here in our hometown in Melbourne. The Sandown Super Sprint fires up with two races on the Sunday, a race on the Saturday. Looking forward to getting out there and being able to sleep in my own bed for a race meeting. How good? It doesn't happen very often. Now, lots happening in supercars news, and as we first reported this week on the V8 Sleuth website, Craig Lowndes will be back in a supercar at Sandown next weekend, but not in a 888 car. He'll drive Jack Smith's number 4 BJR car in the Friday additional driver practice session. It's the first time he's driven a non-888 car in a competitive supercar session since 2004, when he finished up with Ford Performance Racing at the last round that year at Eastern Creek. Some of you will say, yeah, but he drove Fabian Coulthard's car at Bathurst last year for TV. That's right, he did, but it wasn't in an official session. So this will be something different. Of course, Craig Lowndes and team owner Brad Jones go way back, 1994. They finished runners-up together at Bathurst for the Holden Racing Team. And I actually caught up with Craig last week in Queensland. That chat we've put in the bank. We're going to roll it out as we get a bit closer to Bathurst. We talk about all sorts of amazing stuff. Now, speaking of Bathurst, it's only 2 months away. Can you believe it? The Repco Bathurst 1000 in October. Pretty much all the seats are now taken for who's dancing with who for the big race. All signs pointing to David Wall driving with Jack Smith in that number 4 car, but that seat is left officially to be announced as we roll on towards the mountain. One guy who is part of Brad Jones Racing's lineup is Dean Fiore. He's going to drive with Bryce Fullwood. We're going to see him in action racing next weekend at Sandown in Super 2. He's going to drive one of Matthew White's Nissan Altimas to get his eye in before the big race. In fact, there's 35 cars entered for the Dunlop Series next weekend at Sandown across Super 2 and Super 3. And by my reckoning, I think that's the biggest field for the category since 2008 or thereabouts, which is handy stuff. And of course, Jack Perkins has captured so much of the attention and so many headlines with that unveil of his HDT retro liveried Commodore. Eggleston Motorsport will run that car. It is celebrating the 40th anniversary of Larry Perkins and Peter Brock winning Bathurst together for the first time in 1982. Now, traction seems to be gathering for Lee Holdsworth to join Blanchard Racing Team for next year. Looks like Tim Slade is set to depart for Premier Racing. Plenty to unfold in the silly season of supercars over upcoming months. Zane Goddard's name's been mentioned too in relation to that Blanchard number 3 Ford Mustang. So we'll wait and see what plays out there. One thing Premier have done in recent times, they've given Nathan Hearn, the reigning Trans Am champion, some supercar laps during testing at Queensland Raceway this week. So interesting to see him getting a couple more laps. Of course, he's been in the headlines this week too, with plenty going on in Trans Am, and you can read all about that on the V8 Sleuth website with some interesting stuff going on with the body and the windows of some of those cars that has been caught up by a couple of competitors, and it certainly raised a lot of eyebrows this week. Hey, thanks everyone too who's entered our V8 Sleuth competition to win Sandown tickets. Those winners will be drawn today, Friday. You'll be notified shortly of if you've been successful. We've got 5 double passes, including paddock access for Sandown, to give away, and gift vouchers as well for the V8 Sleuth Super Store. Now this Sunday, if you're in Melbourne, I can recommend this. You should come along. I'm going to be there. It's going to be good. Erebus are having an open day, and they're also going to unveil the livery for their wildcard Bathurst car, the Boost Mobile car of Greg Murphy and Richie Stanaway. Murph and Richie will be in attendance. It's this Sunday, August the 14th at the Erebus Workshop, 16 Commercial Drive in Dandenong from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll see you there. It's going to be a really good day, and I can't wait to see what livery will be on that number 51 Commodore for the mountain in a couple of months' time. Now, on this day, August the 12th in supercars history. In fact, I went right through the files here. There's only ever been one race in Australian Touring Car Championship and Supercars Championship history to ever be held on this date, and it was in 2006. Oran Park, race one of that round, Todd Kelly picking up the win for the Holden Racing Team from Craig Lowndes in the 888 Ford, with Rick Kelly third for the Toll HSV dealer team. Those three featuring in a unique situation and an interesting moment later on in the year in the final round at Phillip Island to round out the 2006 V8 Supercars, as it was then, Championship Series. Now, next week, Sandown, as I mentioned, but the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco returns on Wednesday, part two of my chat with Craig Baird. And Bairdo and I talk about, in part two, more about his V8 supercar career. So what went wrong at Stone Brothers Racing and what they needed to go their way for it to work, his time at Team Brock, and today's role, the driving standards advisor role, and his theory, the tools that he's got to make his decisions, the difficulties, the nuances of the role. It's a really interesting chat. I think you'll enjoy the chat with Bairdo. Part one, if you didn't hear it this week, he really opened up about that exclusion from Bathurst in 97 and driving with Nigel Mansell for the Ford British Touring Car team and growing up racing in New Zealand. It was a great chat. If you haven't had a chance to listen, dial it up and have a bit of a listen too in your travels. Every Tuesday, Castrol Motorsport News podcast. Subscribe to that one so you don't miss it. The latest news and analysis from Stefan Bartholomaeus and Andrew Van Leeuwen. The boys do a great job. And Repco Supercars Weekly every Friday. Well, it wasn't last week, but we say every Friday because the intention is every Friday. But I had a good excuse last week for it not to run. We will be back next week with Repco Supercars Weekly as well, with plenty of pre-Sandown info as we roll in out there. It's your perfect podcast week of motorsport material, thanks to us at the Motorsport Podcast Network. Now, have a great weekend. Look forward to seeing plenty of you on Sunday at Erebus. Look forward to seeing plenty of you next week at Sandown as well. In the meantime, have a great weekend, and I'll chat to you soon.